А Gesund soll sagt nicht, war Gesund soll. Jetzt
gesagt. Ja, Kava.
So, как ты думаешь, Михаил? With your permission. This week's parsha. The Torah tells us. Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing you to a very good land. And then Eretz Yisrael is going to be blessed by the seven kinds. Wheat, barley, vineyard, pomegranate, fig, and olive, and oil, and honey. V'chalta v'savata v'rachta. You should eat, and you'll be full. V'rachta et Hashem Elokecha. You bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al aretz ha-tova asher natan lach on the land. A special mitzvah. Sech ha-chamim et ole berachot et pisei. Baruch ata Hashem, Baruch ata Hashem. All so-called made by ha-chamim. Besides v'kat ha-mazon. Tevracha, after we eat, bread that's made from five kinds of grain, wheat, barley, spelt, oats. Then you, Hashem said you should say bracha to him. But the Torah says the bracha is not on the food. The Torah says bracha Hashem Elokecha al aretz ha-tova, on the land. The Torah should have said, you say thank you for the food. You don't say thank you for the food. You say thank you for the land. Why don't you say thank you for the food? Of course, what it means is the land is going to produce the food, but it's not true. Hashem should have said, say a bracha for the food. Hashem doesn't ask you to say bracha for the food. It's a little bit strange that Hashem wants us to say bracha to him. And that's the only time Hashem wants me to say bracha. Hashem does not expect you to say any thank you besides this time after I eat to say thank you to him, to say bracha on the land. How important Merkat Amazon is, it's in Shulchan Aruch. This is comparable to Shemoneh Esrei. That's how powerful it is. The same way you pray Shemoneh Esrei to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't look at your telephone, you can't look to the sides. This Merkat Amazon is very powerful. The Rahman, after Birkat HaMazon, is very powerful. It's exactly like Shemoneh Esrei, you stand in front of Hashem. You have to wear proper clothing. The same way you would wear for Shemoneh Esrei, you have to wear for Birkat HaMazon. In Shemoneh Esrei, you're dressed up in the suit, Birkat HaMazon with the suit. Shemoneh Esrei, with long pants and shoes, Birkat HaMazon the same. You can't have Birkat HaMazon pajamas. Or with shorts, or with sandals, if you don't do Shemoneh Esrei. If you do Shemoneh Esrei like this, you're more than welcome. Again, as long as you go like this to a wedding. You go to a wedding with shorts and sandals and pajamas, then you can do Shemoneh Esrei like this, and you can do Birkat HaMazon like this. But you came in front of Hashem, say, Baruch Atah Hashem, says the Rambam, Me'akev et HaTfilah. Says the Rambam, if somebody does not know that he is standing in front of Hashem, it doesn't matter if he knows what he's saying. It doesn't matter if he knows what he's saying, it means nothing, says the Rambam. The whole Shemoneh Esrei is for nothing. You have to feel if he's standing in front of Hashem, Melech Malchei Amachim. Says the Rambam, he says, the place is to be clean, and you have to wear proper clothing. You have to have hands clean. Otherwise, the Rambam says, Me'akevet HaTfilah, Tfilah is nothing. So Shulchan Aruch, you know, Birkat HaMazon is the same thing. That's how powerful. That Hashem asks us one thing. Say thank you. Comes the Gemara and tells us, Moshe tiken la mazon. The first paragraph that we have, it's not for sure this is exactly the text that Moshe made, but the idea to say thank you on the food, Zan et hakol, Moshe Rabbeinu made it. The second one, Odeh lecha Hashem Elokeinu, this is the Gemara Yeshua made. Yeshua, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, he said, everybody, after you say the first paragraph of Birkat HaMazon, you say the second paragraph, and that's how it starts. V'derech HaShem Elokeinu, thank you Hashem, Echad Al Avoteinu, that you gave our fathers. Eretz Matva Rechava, you gave our fathers a land. What this has to do now with me eating food? You want to say thank you to Hashem that he gave us a land? Okay. Why do you have to say give to my father? So he gave to me. So Yeshua entered the Earth Israel with the people. So he said, thank you very much for the land. He said, no, don't say this. The Birkat HaMazon said, thank you very much for the land that you inherited to our fathers. Shinchat Alavotenu. Eretz Sunat Baruch Haba. Brit V'Torah, says the Gemara, says you also, you have to say thank you very much for the treaty, for the Brit Milah treaty. What this has to do with the food that I'm eating now. I just ate something, so I have to say thank you for the Brit. V'Torah, thank you for the mitzvot, for the Torah. What this has to do with the food? You want to thank Hashem for the food? No. Thank Hashem for the land. Thank Hashem that this land was given to our fathers. Thank Hashem for the treaty. Thank Hashem for the Torah. What does this do with the food? Some Chachamim explained to us this week's parasha, after Hashem says in the Torah, "Le'achalta v'sabat avat Hashem elokecha," the Torah says, remember, just look what's going to happen. It says, Hashem is going to give you everything. Hashem is going to grant you with houses. In the text, the Torah says, He's going to grant you with gold and silver. You have cattle and sheep. All of a sudden, your heart will grow. And you'll forget about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Forget about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why forget about the Kadosh Baruch Hu? All of a sudden, forget about Hashem. And Moshe said in the text, Moshe says, remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Egypt. Remember, Hashem gave you man in the desert. Remember, Hashem gave you water in the desert. Don't you think for a second, Al Tamavet Babcha, don't say in your heart, Kochi ve'otzem yadi, asalit achayel hazeh. My strength gave me everything, all the fortune that I have. Why should I say that? Why should I say in my heart that all my fortune that I have, I made it with my hands? Don't say that, the Torah says. You remember Hashem, ki hu anoten lecha koach lasot chayil. Don't you think for a second that you made it? My business, my house. Don't say that. It's not you. Why should I think it's mine? Why do you think it's mine? I says, no. Hashem Elokecha, hu anoten lecha koach. Hashem is the one that gives you strength. Lasot chayil, says Targum lemikni nichsin. All the fortune that you have to think all the time. It's not mine. Hashem gave it to me. He says, what do you think? You have a munah in Hashem. Of course I have a munah in Hashem. So, what is going to make you think that you made it? I made it. I made this fortune. Don't say it, the Torah says. Don't say it. Why should I say it? And Torah continues after that. The Torah says, listen, remember, the whole thing is because Hashem gave it to you because of your forefathers. What? That's what you have to think. The instructions from Hashem is this: don't think that you made it. Hashem gave it to you. And why did Hashem give it to me? Because of my fathers. What is to my fathers now? What to my fathers has to do with what I have? You don't want me to think that I made it, that Hashem gave it to me, I understand. I have emunah in Hashem. No. You don't have emunah in Hashem. Hashem does not expect from you emunah right now. Hashem wants you to know. He gave you all your fortune. And Hashem wants you to know He gave it to you because Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. What Hashem gave me fortune because Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, what does it mean? And then the next paragraph in the Torah says, Shemelecha be careful. שוכח תשכח את השם ולוקח ופוגד בעבוד השם, ידעו עבודה זרה. אז ידעו עבודה זרה? מה הם אומרים לדעו עבודה זרה? ידעו עבודה זרה. הם אומרים לדעו עבודה זרה? מה שלא ידעו עבודה זרה? כמה חכמים יתן לסטפה עליי. אינו, עם גן עדן, עשתה אדם הראשון אי, תפום לצפי, הקדוש ברוך הוא עשת, נמצא את הגמרא, are you gonna eat more? I said, yeah, I'm gonna eat more. Hashem asked him, do you regret that you ate? He said, no, I don't. He says, where do you get this idea, this chutzpah, this misbehaving, no manners, to talk like this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to rebel against him? What happened? He was just created a few hours ago. What happened? Said the Gemara, Asi Chachamim, Hashem warned Adam HaRishon, he told him, listen, don't eat from that tree. It's so that tree is called Etz Hadat Tov Hara. And Hashem describes the tree that Adam HaRishon ate from him. And according to Chachamim, was wheat. Hashem told him, listen, this tree has inside some kind of energy that's going to penetrate inside you. It's not good for you. It's not good. Don't eat from it. And I'm warning you, it's not good for you. It's called Etz Hadat Tov Hara. If you're going to eat from it, you're going to die. Why are you going to die? Because it has some kind of poison inside. I'm warning it. What is it, poison? It's not a physical poison. This is a spiritual poison that's going to go into the heart of the person. It's going to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's constantly that people rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is because you must say we ate from the tree. Our grandfather ate from the tree. When inside his heart, this bad thing that Hashem warned him, don't eat from the tree. And then he answered the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to eat more. And I don't want to, I don't regret what I ate. I'm not going to do teshuvah. He says, where do you get this idea? This is from the tree. Because you ate. Since then, say Chachamim, because he ate from the tree, so a person inside himself cannot so-called digest all the things that the food contains. And certain elements, what people call it, cholesterol, other things. It's all these things happen because we have inside the system that gene that our grandfather got when he ate from the tree. And that caused him to talk back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to us constantly to have that thing in the system that we don't do the right thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we have it in our heart. Gemara says, Yetzirah Shechem al Maftah HaLev. Yetzirah dwells on our heart. This is the number one killer in America is heart attack. There it is, because of, not because of anything. Because the heart was so called damaged by Adam HaRishon when he ate from the tree. That's the problem. And since then, we're fighting ourselves. And the whole thing that Am Yisrael suffer is because of the food. Here comes the Torah, says, I want to explain to you something. How to go about food. If Adam HaRishon, after he ate from the tree, would have said a bracha, would thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bracha clears and sifted and purified the food. The food should not have bad impact on you. Since he didn't do it, that's what happened. He rebelled. Comes Hashem, says, I want to explain to you something. Achalta v'sabarta v'rachta at Hashem elokecha. I say, you should know it's a special power to say v'katam after you eat the food. Special power. Because if you're not going to do it, I'm going to tell you in a second what might happen to you. In the text, in the Torah. But this is not that Hashem wants us to say thank you to him. Hashem gave us that opportunity to clear our system. And after we eat, he says, oh, he died. This says, he died. He ate too much. This is, no. He died because he did not clear and purify the food that he ate. Berkat HaMazon does it. The thank you to Hashem does it. And that's what Hashem says, V'achalta v'savata v'rachta, that's what it is. But the Torah will give you instructions. What does it mean exactly? So Torah, I'm going to explain to you what happened. Torah says, after that sentence, of course, when we read the Torah, it's a pause over there. This is what's called Sheni, Levi, and you think, oh, it's finished. No, it's only starting now. When you read the Torah in on the parchment in the Sefer Torah, it says, you read it. And you read it, it says, listen, I want to explain to you something. Now, you come to Israel, Hashem is going to give you houses and fortune and silver and gold and cattle and sheep and this. V'ram levavcha. And all of a sudden, your heart. Why my heart? It's because we are halta, because you're going to eat. The impact of the food is going to trigger that you have in your heart something against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, I want you to remember something. I want you to remember that I took you out of Egypt and I gave you food and I gave you water, I gave you everything. And you're going to think in a second that all the fortune that you have, you made it. You have to remember all the time that whatever you have, Hashem gave it to you. And bizchut avotecha. What it means, the Gemara explained to you. Listen, look. Hashem granted Avraham Avinu with everything. Eventually, we went down to Egypt. Hashem took us out of Egypt. Hashem took us to the desert. So really, you have no right to exist. Our right to exist is because Torah says Hashem promised Eretz Israel to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And therefore, Kir Moshe Rabbeinu told us, listen, time to leave Egypt. This is why Moshe said, because this is the land Hashem promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'gam, ani shamati nagav. V'gam, I remember my treaty of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I promised them. So the whole Exodus is coming out of Egypt because of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're all coming out of Israel, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He says, it's called Hashem gave us forever Eretz Israel. For who? Because? Not because of you. So how do you think, says the Torah, that you made a fortune and it's yours? The Torah says, no, it's not yours. You never made it. Hashem gave it to you. But you have to not remember. Hashem said in the Torah, in the text, Hashem gave it to you because I'm talking Yaakov. Not because you made it or because Hashem gave it to you. Hashem didn't give it to you. Hashem keeps the promise. He promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that what granted you to come out of Egypt, that Hashem granted you to have everything. So a person in Berkat HaMazon says the Torah, that's what you have to think. In order for you not to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as the text reads, V'achalta v'savata v'rachta et Hashem elokecha al aretz ha-tova. What? She said, thank you for Hashem on the land that Eretz Yisrael gave us. What does that mean? On the food? No, you don't understand. I don't say thank you for the food. The food is really something that is not the best for me. Mr. Rambam, Chachamim ben Ezra, you know, the worst thing for the person is the food. All the sicknesses come from the food. And the Gemara says, all you yetzer hara comes from the food. Vayishma nisharun vayevad. Say it, Shema Yisrael. After we eat and we fool, Torah says, Shema Yisrael, be careful, dear Balak. He says, Torah says, listen, soon you're going to rebel. Why I'm going to rebel? Because I ate? Yeah. Because the bad energy in the food, since Adam HaRishon ate from the tree without permission, now we have inside us this kind of bad energy that will trigger and will connect itself to the food, because the food contains since then the same thing, and you rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, listen, think all the time in a positive way, but you have to know it's because of what? Not because of you, because of your poor fathers. What my poor fathers has to do with anything? You don't remember? Let me explain to you, says Yeshua. You say, Berkat HaMazon, that's the covenant. The first paragraph, Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, say thank you for Hashem for the man. Okay? In the desert. We got to Eretz Israel. Yeshua the Gemara says in the second paragraph. As it starts, Nodelech Hashem Elokeinu. Okay, thank you. On what? Ashinchalta Lavotenu. Eretz Chemdat Baruch Hava. He said, the first thank you that you say to Hashem, he said, Nodelech Ha. Is what is this? On the land. What land has to do with anything? Let me refresh your memory. What this has to do now coming out of Egypt when I have my food? Let me refresh your memory. This is the Brit Milah I was given to Abraham and Yaakov. It says the Torah because of the mitzvot. Here Hashem writes in the text that you should know the whole idea that you're alive, that you have food, is because what Yeshua made. This is the text. That's what the text of the Torah means. And that's what it says, thank Hashem for the land. What do you mean for the land? Hashem promised Eretz Israel to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You ended up in Egypt, remember? So Hashem took you out of Egypt. Remember, you know why? Because Hashem wanted to go to Eretz Israel. You know why? Because He promised Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So how can you think in your heart, I made it, I have it? You have nothing. You depend on the treaty of Hashem with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hashem does not ask you, say bracha on the food. Say thank you for the food. No, 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 no. If they say thank you for the root. The root, the foundation is Eretz Israel. That's why Hashem took us out of Egypt. And that's why Hashem was upset when he sent the spies. And after the spies came back, he said, we're not going to Israel. Hashem said, so what do you think I took out of Egypt? I took out of Egypt to go to Eretz Israel. You know why I took it out of Egypt? It's a text. Hashem says, I took it out of Egypt not because, of course, I heard you screaming. But Hashem writes in the text because I promised Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to give the land to you. So that's why I'm taking you out. So the first thank you, Hashem said, is on the land. It's so powerful that you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Israel that was given to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Therefore, you never think that you own anything because you made it. You never made it. Hashem gave it to you. But Hashem gave it to you again. Not because Hashem likes you, Hashem loves you. The text reads, because Hashem promised Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Chachamim tell us, look. Before Yaakov Avinu died, he wanted to reveal the time of Mashiach. He called the Shvatim. Yes, we'll get Alachem. I'm going to tell you the time of Mashiach. All of a sudden, it's blockage. Says the Gemara, that Yaakov asked the Shvatim, does anybody do Avodah Zarah over here? And the Shvatim answered, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Says the Gemara, says the Rambam, that's the first Kavanah that you say Shema Yisrael. What is Shema Yisrael? Shema Yisrael, who made Shema Yisrael? Yaakov Avinu. What do you mean Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov asked the Shvatim, how come I can't tell you when Mashiach is going to come? One of you doing Avodah Zarah? And the Shvatim said, no. Shema Yisrael, listen. Israel means Yaakov. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, believe in Hashem. Still, Yaakov could not reveal it. He says, Yaakov, what do you suspect the Shvatim to do Avodah Zarah? How can it be? Don't you know they're your children? Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, you think they can do Avodah Zarah? No. What do you think, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they can do Avodah Zarah? What made you think? So you can reveal the time of Mashiach means they do Avodah Zarah? What do you suspect about? How come you're suspicious about him? And they had to assure him, the Gemara says, the Rambam should know that's the Kavanah. The Kavanah, first Kavanah is Shema Yisrael. You say Shema Yisrael, he says, what do you say? And he says, we came with a declaration. We believe in Hashem 100%. He says, why you have to come with a declaration? Because you're suspicious. But I'm suspicious. Why I'm suspicious? Tartin Torah Temet, come the Gemara, the Torah, and explain to us, look what happened. It says, this is Parasha that Hashem says, a person likes to think that he made it. And the Torah refers what he made as the word Chayil. Chayil. The word Chayil really means fortune. Anything. Money, movable stuff, real estate. It's called Chayil. And the Torah says, don't say that you made this Chayil. Hashem, Hashem. The first time that we find this word in a different way is when Shimon and Levi, after Dinah was kidnapped, I'll tell you a story. They went to Shechem, they killed 24,000 people. They came back. Yaakov was very upset, said, "What did you do? What did you do?" He said, what did you do? "We had to kill them. They kidnapped Dinah." Yaakov said, "No, you don't understand." But the Torah describes, after the massacre, after they killed 24,000, Torah says, "When Yaakov bav l'chalalim," children of Yaakov came, the Shvatim came, "v'yavozu ha'ir." It says, they took all the fortune, looted everything. They called Chelam. They took all the fortune. There's still more. The Torah uses this expression as fortune, as chayil. The first time the Torah uses that word is by looting the city of Shechem by Shimon and Levi and the Shevatim. I says, okay, so information you read the Torah says, well, what's the big deal? Okay, so the Torah tells you. I said, what do you think the Torah tells you a story? Wait. After this episode with Shechem, they're leaving Shechem, they're going to Hebron, to Yitzchak Avinu. Says the Torah in the text, Yaakov tells the Shevatim, look, we're going now to Hebron, and I see you wear Avodah Zarah. You have earrings in your ears. You have clothing that you took from Shechem. You wear it, has Avodah Zarah on it. What I want you to do is take off everything and go to the mikveh v'taharu, change your clothing. And Torah tells you that Yaakov took all the fortune and buried it under a tree next to Shechem. Whatever they loot, but they took from the looting. And I says, what is it all about? Why did Torah tell you this? I said, look, how is it possible the children of Yaakov looted another wear Avodah Zarah? Earrings with Avodah Zarah, statues on it. They have clothing with statues on them. What happened to you? Say, Chachamim, look. Shimon and Levi went over there with just their own strength. That actually the Gemara says, when Abraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, ויבור אברהם בארץ עד מקום שכם. The Gemara said, Abraham stopped in Shechem. Says the Gemara, why did Torah tell you Abraham? Where did Abraham stop? So the Gemara said, they palled Abnei Yaakov to pray for them. Shimon and Levi went and they killed 24,000 people. They looted everything. And the Torah tells you, because they took the sword and they went, they came home, Yaakov said, what did you do? What did you do? So let me tell you something. Before Yaakov Avinu died, he called up Yosef and said, listen, I give you Shechem. He said, what do you give me Shechem? Asher lakachtim yad amarim b'chavi v'kashti. So Gemara says, Yaakov told Shevatim, told Yosef, I got everything with my tefillot. Not because I was fighting. Because when you fight, you think it's your strength. Gemara says, in a sechet Sanhedrin, you know, Mashiach will come. And Am Yisrael will realize, we're not winning. Hashem wins. If you think you have the best army in the world and the best ammunition and the best, and that's where you're going to win, says Rashi Masechet Sanhedrin, Mashiach will not come now. Because you'll think you want everybody. That's not good. You want Hashem. Wonder how cost high. You have to know Hashem gives you the strength. Shimon and Levi, they depended on their strength. If you depend on your strength, I'll tell you what's going to happen in a second. The Torah says, Shachuach tishkach et Hashem elokecha. In 1 minute, you forget about Hashem, and you go and you worship Avodah Zarah. I'm going to worship Avodah Zarah. I'm the child of Yaakov Avinu. What are you talking about? Listen, look what happened to you. You looted Shechem, you killed 24,000, you're a good army, 100%. But you trusted yourself. And you trust yourself, that will trigger something in your heart, that you don't believe in Hashem. What are you talking about? Look, Yaakov said, what are you having on your ears? Statues. What are you wearing? Garments with pictures of statues. Children of Yaakov, what happened to you? Because you depended on your strength. Because you looted it because you wanted to loot it. If you wanted to loot it, it's a major problem. Look what's going to happen before Yaakov's going to die. He wants to reveal the time of Mashiach. He asks the children, I have a blockage. I suspect all of you. You do Avodah Zarah. He says, we? Yeah, let me remind you something. Let me refresh your memory. You wore Avodah Zarah on your ears. You wore garments with Avodah Zarah because you trusted your strength. And then the Torah tells us, this is Parasha. It says, don't you think for a second that you made it. The next paragraph it says, because if you think like this, you do Avodah Zarah. I'm not going to do Avodah Zarah. So the Master, you want to know something? Adam HaRishon, so-called, was considered doing Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? He spoke back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you think it is, Avodah Zarah means? He says, you rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means it's Avodah Zarah, but what's the difference between Avodah Zarah and you talk back to Hashem? He says, what happened to Adam HaRishon? Because he ate without permission, he didn't say bracha, and it's going to happen to you in a second. If you don't say Berkat HaMazon, you rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Berkat HaMazon so-called separate the bad part of the food. It will not penetrate inside your heart, will not trigger to happen to you that you think, I made it. Likewise, children of Yaakov, the Torah says, wait, hold it. It's only the beginning of the story. As Moshe Rabbeinu did not calm down, so Am Yisrael came to Aaron and said, we need a new leader. So Aaron said, go to your wives and your daughters, ask for the earrings. The Gemara says, the man home, and they asked the wives, can you give us your earrings? So the Gemara says, the lady asked, why do you need phones? They say, well, Aaron's going to do for us something, a new leader. So the lady says, no way, we're not giving it. The Torah says, so. Torah says the man had earrings. They gave it to Aaron. Information. But Torah is information. Torah tells the story. So no. Remember Bnei Yaakov, remember? They took earrings. The boys, man. Man took earrings from Shechem. Had Avodah Zarah on it. They wore it. They wore garments with Avodah Zarah. Eventually they did it in Egypt, Avodah Zarah. Am Yisrael did it. How did it happen to you? What happened to you? The Gemara says, when 49 gates of Avodah Zarah. How did this happen to our people, our fathers, to Avodah Zarah? It's because the children of Yaakov wore Avodah Zarah on the ears. Because they wore garments of Avodah Zarah. And why? Because they trusted their strength. Because Hashem and Levi said, we can do the job. He says, you can't think of this. Hashem HaGechem, you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch. The Gemara says, before we went to a war, the Kohen used to say to Am Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. What Shema Yisrael is to do? The story is, in Europe, a few hundred years ago, the Goyim used to send home, it was printed in a newspaper in Europe, an Hungarian newspaper. The Goyim sent home to the parents to ask them, because we have Jewish soldiers, and every time the bomb comes, they say Shema Yisrael, and nothing happened to them. They want to know, what is it, Shema Yisrael? Ask the neighbors what Shema Yisrael is. So what Shema Yisrael is? Shema Yisrael is Yaakov Avinu. What's Yaakov Avinu? Suspects the children to do Avodah Zarah. He is right 100%. Soon they're going to do the golden calf. With the same earrings they had on the ears when they looted Shechem, they're going to do the golden calf. That black time of Mashiach. That's why Yaakov is right. He says, you do Avodah Zarah. I said, no, we live in Hashem. He said, yeah, I know you believe in Hashem. Wait. You're coming out of Egypt, a few hundred years, you're going to do the golden calf. He says, with what? With earrings. Rings of air? You had earrings. You wore earrings on your ears. He says, what earrings? Earrings with statues. So how did it happen to you? Kol chelam. Because of that. And that's what we have to say with Kata Mazon Mechavana, says the Gemara, says the Torah, to omit it. It should never happen to us. This is what Kata Mazon is a privilege. As that's how Chachamim say, you have to say it. You have to wear like you're saying, Shemoneh Esrei, you can look at anything, you can make anything, you have to think you're standing in front of Hashem. That's how the Kata Mazon clears and purifies and so-called sifts all the bad elements that you can get from the food. That's what happened. The start from the Rishon continues. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to tell you one more thing. Comes the Gemara and tells you, Yaakov, before he died, he called up his children. He tells them, listen, go bury me in Marat HaMachpelah. But Yaakov says a word. V'kivri asher kariti li be'eretz Kna'an sham atikbereni. In the place, asher kariti. Kariti. Kariti also means to dig. The Gemara says, no, I tell you what happened. When Yaakov came back to Eretz Israel, he met Esav. He met Esav, so he piled up all the money that he had, all the fortune that he had as a pile, as a little hill. And he told Esav, would you like to have all this? Esav said, yeah, for sure. I said, do you know what? I just want, instead of this, a plot. Imshav on Marat HaMachpelah. And that's what Yaakov tells the children before he dies. You bury me over there, Asher Karitili. I made a pile of gold and silver to Esav to be able to have that spot in Marat HaMachpelah. Says the Gemara, Yaakov, why did he do it? Why, you know, why you gave him a pile? He gave him, $5,000. Mara says, Yaakov said, whatever I made outside of Eretz Israel doesn't have a bracha. All the brachot that we have, the Gemara says in Chutz La'aretz, is comes from a pipe from Eretz Yisrael. And the Hashem Elokech Haba, the eyes of Hashem, says the Zohar, Hashem opened up the pipe with this four-letter word, Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. There's the Zohar over there. And in Chutz La'aretz, the Zohar says there's no Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. You say Hashem Elokech, all the time it's Hashem Elokech, it means the pipe comes from Shamayim. Go via Eretz Israel, comes outside of Eretz Israel. Mm-hmm. But it's not direct to Chutz La'aretz. As every time we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Malkeinu Melech HaOlam, say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, say Hashem Elokeinu. It says, Hashem, you give me everything. But you give it to me from the center, the base. The base, the center, is the Yud and Hei Vav and Hei. And that supplies to the rest of the world. And that's what Yaakov said, this before Israel was given to us. Before we came out of Egypt. Before we came out of Egypt, Yaakov said, there's no bracha in this. I don't need this money. This money is no bracha. He says, the Torah says now, text this week, parasha. It says, Ki, Hu Hashem Elokecha, Ante Lecha Kor Sotcha El. It's Hashem Elokecha. You have to know, Ante Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shtat Avotenu. It says, thank you to Hashem for Eretz Israel. You have to know, the web that we have in America is because of Eretz Israel. The pipe starts from Eretz Israel. So Hashem pours outside of Eretz Israel as well. But everything is Eretz Israel. Everything is Israel. And that Eretz Israel is because of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So when you eat, and you have what to eat, says the Gemara, remember Hashem gives you food. And says, why he gives me? He gives me because of Eretz Israel. You can come and think, I don't need Eretz Israel. You have to understand the whole world, the Gemara says, everybody has food and everybody has fortune. It says the pipe is from Eretz Israel. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha. Nei Hashem Elokecha. The eyes of Hashem. It says Hashem is looking and Hashem gives Eretz Israel. As we are, the Chachamim said that you have to have this kavana in Berkat Hamazon. You have food. Hashem gave you food. You have this kavana. What my kavana? My kavana, Hashem, thank you for the land. What is the land? The land that you gave to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You took me out of Egypt. You gave me the Brit Milah. You gave me the mitzvot to keep the mitzvot in order to keep myself away from that thing that might trigger my heart not to believe in you. So the whole Berkat Hamazon is just for this. Chas v'shalom, you should not rebel. You should not think it's your strength. That might cause avodah zarah. Look what happened. Shimon and Levi, look what happened. Look at Abraham Israel. It's because they didn't say bracha like they're supposed to say bracha. If they say bracha, nothing will happen to you. As Rahamim says,
Rabbi,
I
will not be here the next 2 weeks. Very good. Vacation.
Next 2 weeks, vacation.